From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. After the violent showdown on the Colombian border this past weekend, little has changed in Venezuela, but opposition leaders who were on the border insist what happened Saturday now means all options are possible to topple Venezuela's regime. At least four people were killed over the weekend on Venezuela's borders as anti-regime protesters tried to push humanitarian aid into the country. That effort largely failed when security forces loyal to authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro blocked them and even burned trucks loaded with aid. Despite those ugly optics, the episode seemed to do little to weaken Maduro, who was widely blamed for trashing Venezuela's democracy and economy. But Venezuelan opposition leaders say it strengthened their hand. Congressman Lawrence Castro was in the Colombian border city of Cúcuta. Our most important accomplishment Saturday was to reawaken Venezuelans to stand up and fight this criminal regime, Castro said. Still, a key objective of Saturday's mission was to get Venezuelan military and security forces to abandon Maduro en masse, and that didn't happen. But Castro said the regime's brutality will embolden the international community to take tougher action against Maduro. He and opposition leader Juan Guaido, widely recognized now as Venezuela's legitimate president, even used words only heard so far from President Trump. All options are now on the table, Castro said, and that includes U.S. military intervention. Guaido is set to meet with U.S. President Mike Pence during Pence's visit to Bogota, Colombia today. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.